Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the letter A, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, thanks for spreading the MGTOW philosophy to as many people as possible. You saved my life from whammin. Back in 2016, when YouTube still recommended your channel from other YouTubers, I accidentally stumbled upon it and was shocked. I felt like my brain got a massive erection, if that makes any sense. LMFAO. Because everything you said was correlating on my experience with women in high school and later in my life. You rock. Well, hey, thanks for the donation. I'll use it to cover a topical of an article that I came across that's almost 10 years old now, but it's absolutely hilarious. It's called Swedish Governor Wants Limit on Thai Women Marrying Swedes. It seems that Sweden became the European country with the highest percentage of men marrying Thai women or dating them. This is because of the large number of Thai workers that were there seasonally. And as we all know, Asian women tend to see tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys with white skin as higher sexual marketplace value, and have no problems gobbling them up from their Swedish feminists. 80% of the Thai women that entered Sweden are either married to or in relationships with Swedish men. This is a testament to how bad Swedish women were at the time and probably are today. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red-pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Thai women banging Swedish chads outside a Bangkok clown world show. I'd like to read a bit from the article that I put in the description, and I quote, "The increasing levels of younger Thai women now entering Sweden has now become a political issue. Last year, a female governor of one rural Swedish province requested that the government look into the situation, investigate abuse, and perhaps even limit the number of Thai women permitted into the country. She has been given a mandate to study the nature of the growing number of relationships between Swedish men and Thai women. Women's groups claim many of the Thai women have been subjected to abuse by Swedish men. However, like Finland and Norway, while there are documented cases of abuse, most relationships between Thai women and Swedish men are successful. Although there's no accurate data on relationship breakdown between Thai women who marry Swedish men, it is likely to be lower than the overall divorce rate in Sweden, which is now nearly 55%. One UK man living in Sweden estimates that over 85% of marriages between Thai women and Swedish men are successful. Increasing numbers of Swedish men are choosing Thai women to be their wives. Not only that, but immigration of both Thai men and women into Sweden is nothing new. This has been taking place for many years now, and the Thai community in Sweden has been steadily growing over the years. There's not been a sudden influx of Thai women into Sweden, although the trend has increased steadily and sharply. Perhaps it has reached a critical point, or perhaps the key factor is that Swedish society is coming to terms with new political and social tensions. For instance, the Swedish berry industry has relied on Thais for many years. Thais help gather this important harvest to the Swedish economy. Blueberries, lingonberries, strawberries, and raspberries, among others, have to be picked. Most Swedes regard the wages paid to them beneath them. There are stories of young Thai women being sold by their families to Swedish men, and then forced into slavery or the sex trade when they arrive in Sweden. In fact, that parallel business of human trafficking to satisfy the explosion of the prostitution industry is often confused with the growth of interracial dating worldwide, now made possible by the internet. It has to be said, however, that there is anecdotal evidence that some Thai women who've been disregarded by Swedish husbands or where relationships have been broken down, turning to the sex industry. The Swedish government has been very active in preventing this. It is making efforts to inform Thai women in such situations of their rights and support that is available from government agencies." Unquote. I find it hilarious how back in 2012 it was a political issue when women from Southeast Asia were coming to Sweden, but that only 5 years later male migrants from the Middle East were coming in, and that seemed perfectly okay. The only real argument that women in Sweden have against Thai women is that there might be abuse by some Swedish men. But there's no real proof that Thai women are being abused by Swedish men any more than the Swedish women. If anything, it's probably Swedish men that are emotionally and psychologically being abused by the feminists in their own country. that was probably just a story by desperate feminists to get their competition out of the country. A white Swedish man is far more likely to stay together with a Thai woman, as she's not as likely to divorce rape the poor guy. If someone told you that the divorce rate is 50% and then gave you a nice fine parachute and asked you to jump out of the plane here, and you only had a 50% chance of it opening, you'd probably say no. But if you were already up in the air and you were given a choice between two of them, say one had 50% odds and the other one had 85% odds, you'd obviously pick the one that's 85%. Plus, that Thai parachute is probably a lot nicer looking, and you'd get laid and land in style. Feminine and traditional Thai women set a poor example for the local Swedish women. If the West wants to solve lower fertility numbers, then what they need to do is import women instead of men from the third world. Those women will make more babies and create competition among women. But of course, our governments are gynocentric, and they would rather import men from the third world so that there's more than enough attention for women from guys like Raj in India and Mugumba, the African version of Tyrone, than foreign women coming in and stealing all the attention and future divorce rape resources from the local women. The native population of women probably only notice a shift when men stop giving them attention. There has to be a threshold at some point. If the women of Sweden want to keep their men all to themselves, then they need to go to work in the strawberry patches, and that will keep Swedish men out of hotter and thinner Thai snatch. Instead, it seems that they want to fool around with the dangerous male immigrants when they're younger, and then when they get older, they want a respectable Swedish man to marry them when they're all used up. But they don't have that safety net if women from other countries get their hands on their men. I keep hearing from incel guys that their dream is to go to Japan and find a wife over there. White women complain about white guys going over to Asia and finding women over there. But the truth of the matter is that hypergamous Western women have nowhere to go to Geomax and find better guys. Maybe that'll change when Elon Musk sets up his Mars colony and opens up the Mars bar. I'm sure that a planet full of mostly successful males would certainly attract some females. This idea of Western women complaining about Eastern women snatching up their men is nothing new. Jewish women in Canada have been complaining to me that Jewish women, their husbands are leaving them for their Filipino live-in nannies, because those wives are just too damn domineering. I've seen many short, fat, bald, and effeminate men in the West that would be classified as incels. Find fat Filipino wives. Thai women are not stupid, though. They see their opportunity for a better life in Sweden, and they're taking it. But ironically, there aren't even that many Thai-born people in Sweden. Only 30 to 40,000. It's mostly Indians, Syrians, and Pakistanis entering the country now, and those groups total over 10,000 immigrants a year. But women from those cultures tend to stay with the men from their own backgrounds because of peer pressure. In 2020, there were only 1,200 people immigrating into Sweden from Thailand. But countries like Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, and Turkey, each one of those has well over 2,000 people in 2020. Where were the Swedish governors complaining about that? Nowhere, because they know men from those backgrounds will give Swedish women attention, while Swedish men will stay away from women from those backgrounds. Not to mention that there's a surplus of men in those groups, and the women in their own ethnic groups have plenty of their own men to choose from. Gynocentric governments seem to want to make the lives of their own men harder while making the lives of their own women easier. The sexes have two very different life philosophies, and would rather be the minority in their own nation so they can get more attention from the opposite sex. It seems that if you're in a liberal progressive country, you would rather that male immigrants come in instead of the female ones, because the men are more likely to do the jobs that the local guys don't want to do. Plus, men provide attention to women. But as far as I'm concerned, fat feminists are just being honest about being bad. The Thai women are hiding their true nature behind a sexy, shiny wrapper. The only reason the Thai women are likely to stay married to Swedish men is because they can't do any better with their own men, and therefore they're grateful at first. It kind of reminds me of what happens in the 1950s when women would go into brand new kitchens in the suburbs that were massive compared to the old style that they were used to when they were in rented accommodations in the inner city. Then only 15 to 20 years later, they convinced themselves that they were slaves in such kitchens. The Thai women will learn the Western ways, and eventually there'll be a divorce rate spike in their interracial marriages in Sweden as well. Also notice how Swedish women didn't ask simps to convince other Swedish men to stay away from Thai women. Instead, it was their move to get the government to look into it and try to change the laws from above to hurt men, because they just can't seem to stand to see a man happy that should instead be supporting some single mother out there. Will someone please think of all the poor Swedish single mothers who will pay to take care of their babies if the men run off with sexy Thai women? I know this is one of those topics that you guys absolutely love, because whenever I make a video about women's suffering, it brings you guys here in high numbers. Let's hope the same happens now. I wish this story was relevant in 2021, just as it was in 2012, but unfortunately it's not. Now it's probably more likely that white Swedish women are running off with guys from the Middle East instead. Yet you won't hear about governments making policies to address this political issue. Even when women are molested by male migrants across Europe 4 or 5 years ago, even that wasn't a political issue. The problem is that we men avoid problems and focus on our own lives until we absolutely can't accept how bad things are going. And only then do we start to snap and try and change things. It just means the migrant crisis hasn't become bad enough yet. Europe, including Sweden, is destined to balkanize at some point, regardless of how much the World Economic Forum wants to see a brown utopia. If they really want to get society to mix, then what they should do is get mostly female immigration into Western countries. Unfortunately, with all the welfare and transfer payments, that would bankrupt the West in a hurry. They need men to do all the shit jobs that no one wants to do. Successful marriage between Swedish men and Thai women leading to less divorce means less work for divorce lawyers, less money spent on separate living accommodations after marriages dissolve, and a higher standard of living. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Letter A for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Swedish men prefer to smash Thai women, because they have tighter cooches than the stretched-out carousel-riding local Swedish gash women. Bang the bell and check out the Wistory link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Swedish feminists when foreign women take away their beta male backup plans away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.